Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, March the 1st. Running a bit late here this morning. May corn closed down 9 1/4 cents at 5.38 1/4. May wheat down 10 cents at 6.50 1/4. And May beans down 13 cents at 13.91 1/4. Despite the dryness in Argentina and the continued harvest delays in Brazil, the beans, corn, wheat were all lower here today. I think it's a matter of we didn't see any new export sales announcements since the Chinese have come back from their holiday. We haven't seen anything. And if we continue to go the week forward without any Chinese announcements, with the funds long as much as they are, I don't think it plays well out here. U.S. weather looks pretty good, and I just don't see where the bull side's coming from out here right now. We opened the markets higher. We were higher overnight significantly. We broke corn 17 cents off the highs from last night. We broke the wheat about 17 off the highs. We broke the beans 32 cents off the highs. So as I was saying last week, I expected the highs to be made last week, and we made all kinds of highs last week. New crop corn, new crop beans, bean oil. There were a lot of them that were made. So, you know, I think that may be it here for a while. And particularly starting off the week this week, I'm getting some pretty good sell signals on the corn, wheat, and beans. We'd have to make new contract highs to negate that. And I think that seems unlikely. Though these markets have been very resilient, it seems unlikely tonight that we would do that anytime soon. Certainly if the Chinese came in and were buyers during the week, we could see an uptick, maybe right back to the highs. But I'm not sure why the Chinese would buy when the Brazilian beans are at a discount and the Brazilians are getting some beans in the port. The export inspections for the week, for last week, they weren't too bad. Corn 1.6, better than expected. Wheat was light, 273. Beans 879, not a great number, but not bad. The corn sales, you know, we've got an awful long way to get those sales actually out the door and to make them hit the export inspections. We're really far behind, and could we see the Chinese cancel some of those sales and leave us in the dust? It's certainly possible. So at any rate, I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here. Unless the Chinese really step in and do something this week, I think we can see some lower prices. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.